We are now at the 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain time frame. This is the portion of our meeting for the public hearing. This is designated for public comment for finalizations only. If you are looking to provide any comment on other issues, that will be after the public hearing. And at this time, I believe our staff attorney, Nick Michaels, will take over from here and outline the specific issues that you can provide comment for. Mr. Michaels.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Finalizations here we just have are the department's fee adjustments. As a reminder to both those who are present here in person and those who are attending virtually and wish to address the commission on the fee package, you are limited to 3 minutes in your comments. I will let you know when your time is up, at which point you need to wrap up those comments. We will first hear from Cody Warner. Is Cody present? We'll come back to that. I have Paul Lepisto. Is Paul present?
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Paul.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, and other guests in the room. I am Paul Lepisto. I represent the South Dakota Division of the Isaac Walton League of America, and I submitted comments on the proposed fee increase on Sunday, so I hope that made it into the packet. I won't read the comment letter. It's just a one-pager, but quick summary of it, that the division supports the fee increase and urges the commission to support the proposal as well today in the finalization. It was demonstrated through an evaluation that the department needs between $5 to $5.5 million increase annually to maintain the services, facilities, programs, operation, and most importantly, the staffing to meet the growing demand and the high expectations that the users of our facilities, parks, recreation areas, boat ramps, et cetera, have come to expect and enjoy across the state. We also feel that the increase, when approved, will help the department in its goals to the two number one priorities of the department, to increase habitat and increase access to hunters and anglers in the state. So in summary, we wholeheartedly urge your support of the proposal when you look to finalize it this afternoon. I would stand by for any questions, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Lisa Brazelius. Lisa, is she present? Is she online? Okay, we'll come back to that. How about Emily Havard? Is Emily present? Moving on, Cassie Haberman. Is Cassie present?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Fantastic. So my name is Casey Haberman. I am the Executive Director of Southeast South Dakota Tourism. We are one of the four regional tourism offices in the state of South Dakota. We represent 14 counties down in the southeast corner. So thank you very much for allowing me a moment to give my thoughts on the proposed package. So I'll just run through a couple of bullet points that I have here. South Dakota's campgrounds are recognized as some of the best in the Midwest. And the quality and variety of the experiences that we offer make our parks a true gem, and we want to ensure that they remain top-notch. So moving on to inflation, I think it's also important to note that the recent inflation has significantly increased the cost of maintaining and improving our parks. So without this fee increase, we risk falling behind in addressing necessary maintenance and improvements to our parks, potentially impacting visitor experience. As far as economic impact, our state parks drive significant visitor spending, which benefits local economies, ensuring that our parks remain attractive and well-maintained and fully functional will help continue to draw visitors and sustain economic growth for our communities. I also wanted to share thoughts on support from visitors. So while some folks may have concern about fee increases, but even longtime campers acknowledge the value, and I think Nick just addressed that in some of the feedback he got in the survey. But I've spoken with a frequent camper who enjoys both parks in Nebraska and South Dakota, and they mentioned that South Dakota's campgrounds offer superior amenities and services, and they would be willing to pay more to maintain this quality. I think it's important that we continue to meet visitors' expectations. They expect some high-quality experiences in our state parks. So by supporting this fee increase, we can continue to meet and exceed those expectations, providing a park system that we are all proud of. And I think that it's important to keep our parks in pristine condition. So we need to invest in infrastructure projects and things like boat ramps and modernizing comfort stations and retrofitting electrical hookups are all very expensive endeavors. And so we all know that that's going to take additional funds. And then to finalize some of the points that I have, regional competitiveness when comparing fees to neighboring states, this fee package still keeps us competitive. And our quality of experience in South Dakota state parks justifies this slight increase, especially when looking at similar fee structures in states like Nebraska, Minnesota, and Iowa. So thank you very much for allowing me a moment to share my thoughts, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. As a side note, for those who are addressing the commission virtually, if you press star 9, that will let us know that your hand is raised and that you're on the phone, at which point, once we let you through, press star 6 to unmute. Moving on, we have Josh Rosenau.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Josh.
Okay, great. Thank you. Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Josh Rosenau, Director of Policy and Advocacy for the Mountain Lion Foundation. I'd like to encourage you to increase license fees for mountain lion hunting above the $24 in the current proposal. The low fee of only $24 is an inducement to hunt mountain lions in ways that are not warranted by science or the social needs of South Dakota. That low fee makes sense for species like deer and elk, which evolved to have their populations managed by hunting, whether by humans or wild carnivores. Mountain lions, by contrast, do not require hunting to manage their population level. Low license fees for ungulates serve the needs of South Dakotans who want to fill their freezer with deer meat. Mountain lion hunting, by contrast, is not primarily a food hunt. Mountain lion hunting is undertaken for different reasons and serves different ecological as well as social needs in the community. Deer are widespread and numerous. Mountain lions are still recovering from statewide extirpation and have fewer than 300 adults per GFP estimate. Deer need to be hunted by some. Mountain lions regulate their own populations and don't require hunting for management. Indeed, mountain lions help regulate natural ungulate populations in ways that have benefits for communities. A recent research study found, for instance, that mountain lions recovery in South Dakota has resulted in annual savings to South Dakota drivers of $1.5 million. $1.5 million a year because of reductions in deer vehicle strikes. Mountain lions have also been shown to select out CWD-infected deer, and their digestive systems remove the infectious prion from the environment. That means that they're partners to SGGFP's management efforts, and the hunting license fee should reflect those benefits. The license fee should also reflect the real cost of mountain lion hunting in South Dakota. Extensive research throughout the West has tested the idea that mountain lion hunting can reduce conflict. While that idea has an obvious intuitive logic, in practice, the consistent finding has been that hunting either does not have any effect on conflict, or indeed, according to a growing body of research, it can actually increase conflict. That surprising result has been confirmed by scientists, state agencies, and numerous states in Canada. setting license fees at a level so low that it encourages mountain lion hunting can inadvertently make conflicts with mountain lions more common rather than less. Setting the license fee at a higher level will keep mountain lion hunting as a special occasion and a unique opportunity, and would reflect the real costs of mountain lion hunting and the real benefits of mountain lions to South Dakota and the wildlife goals of the South Dakota Game and Fish Parks Department. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Nancy Hilding.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Nancy. Okay.
All right, Nancy Hilding speaking for Prairie Hills Audubon Society. We thank the department for raising fees and improving the ability to pay for the agency's activities. So we support raising fees. We, however, believe that your fees have not been raised enough. The price of license should reflect the fact that an animal has to sacrifice itself, death, for the animal. Sometimes when they give up their life, they do so in pain and sufferings due to our 3 and a partial day trap check time. And this sacrifice on the part of the animal should be respected, and the fees should be higher because of that. Okay, the wildlife belong to the state, and the sale of their flesh, trophy, or fur is a resource that can raise money for the state. And we sell oil and gas, timber, we lease state school lands, all of this to raise revenue. And we should not be selling the flesh of the animals and their death for below market prices for what the flesh would actually bring. I have an example here. I went online. A elk carcass, full carcass, can go for $3,632 or $3,480, which comes to $3,556. Butchering is going to cost about $400, maybe less. So they are getting, when you tack on the license cost, they're getting they're getting a $3,035 value when they pay their $189 or their $121 license fee. So we think that the prices of a lot of these animals need to be higher. So now we're going to talk about mountain lions. Those of you who are on the commission last
Nancy,
October,
we are talking about finalizations now. We're not talking about mountain lions. Please stick to the finalizations.
Okay. Well, we object to the fees for mountain lions of being only $24. We think they should be higher. And in October, we presented you with a petition for rulemaking last October, where we suggested raising the fee to $34. With a $10 or $20 additional fee when they turned in a male or a female. And that was in the hunters, and for the hound hunters, $80 outside of Custer State Park, and an extra $20 if they had a female, and $100 inside of Custer State Park with an extra. Okay, if you read our comment letter that we sent you recently, seeing
you've
as
reached
you
reached your 3 minutes, Nancy, you need to wrap up your comments, please.
All right, in our comment letter, it says I have 24 seconds left. In my comment letter, the little clock says 19 now. In our comment letter that we sent recently, the mountain lion plan, we said $43 for the boot hunt and $63 for the hound hunting, and there was in Montana $40, and then
Nancy, you need to wrap up your comments, please.
All right, okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
We'll next hear from Julie Anderson. Julie, can you hear us? Okay, Julie, we'll come back to you here. Ron Kolbeck, is Ron present?
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Ron Kolbeck, Salem, South Dakota, representing the South Dakota Bow Owners Association, and here to support the proposed fee package. Obviously, we looked at it primarily from the Wildlife Division with our organization, and really wanting to continue the efforts for habitat and access improvements that have been going on and continued efforts there, as well as staff in keeping qualified and filling positions that have been open. I got an update earlier that things are looking better. Appreciate that. Also appreciate the distribution between resident and non-resident fees and what's proposed. As we looked at it and compared to other states, South Dakota currently is fairly high in the range for resident fees, and we're very low in the range for non-resident fees. This helps bring that back in balance a little bit, so we appreciate that. However, we do feel that the big game tag fees for non-residents could be even higher. Even after the increase, we're still at the very low end of the range. When you look at other states, especially that have mule deer opportunities, it's up over $1,200 in some states. So there's lots of opportunities for increasing, even beyond what's proposed today. Also like to bring up your consideration for requiring a small game license to apply for big game tag. This is something that most other states have gone to as well as a way to raise additional funding. And Justin Broughton, our president, pointed out that he's licensed to hunt squirrels in six states, but he won't set a foot on any one of those states this year because he didn't draw a big game tag. And that's just the way things have gone, and I think that's another opportunity. And I also encourage you not to wait another 10 years before we bring another proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Julie Anderson, we'll give you another opportunity here. Julie, can you hear us? Julie, if you press star 6, you will unmute and be able to address the commission. There's also an unmute on the screen there if you're online. We'll try you again here shortly, Julie. Emily Harvard, I believe, is present. Emily?
Hello, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, you have 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. This is Emily Havard with South Dakota Missouri River Tourism, the Regional Tourism Association for Central South Dakota. My organization represents towns, people, and businesses along the Missouri River and surrounding areas, all of which heavily rely on tourism traffic coming from outdoor recreation. We are here to comment on behalf of our region. Our people appreciate the comprehensive fee increases to help maintain and improve our park and wildlife systems, and most of our members have found most of these increases reasonable and necessary. However, they would like to see more equality when it comes to price increases on our non-residents. For instance, on the park side, the non-resident annual park entrance pass and the double license is being increased by 66%, while the resident fee rises only about 11%. On the fishing and hunting side, the highest increases are on the non-resident one-day fishing license at 62%, the paddlefish tag at 100%, the tundra swan tag at 78%, and the spring light goose at 41% increases. Just a lot of our businesses are saying, hey, these can come as bigger increases that then cause the customers to look at that, and it's a sticker shock. It's a price shock where it's like, this is a big jump. And maybe those increases can be more gradually introduced, maybe over 2 or 3 years versus right now, and then maybe 5 or 10 years down the line, another big increase. Maybe let's do just smaller increases overall. They also, all of our members have been pointing out, it is important to note that even though the Parks and the Wildlife departments have not increased their fees in a while, there was a fee increase introduced by legislature through the habitat stamp. And for many, all of our businesses who are selling these licenses, who are selling these tags to their customers out of state, that increase was a dramatic jump up. And they did see a lot of pushback. They did see a lot of people turning down, especially our repeat visitors, turning down those licenses because of just the dramatic price increase. So we don't really want a repeat of that, is what our businesses are telling us. As one salesperson in our region put it, it takes a long time to persuade these out-of-staters to come here. And a more gradual, more balanced percentage increase in some of these licenses will help keep the sticker shock down and make the transition to higher prices smoother. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Julie, I understand you're unmuted now. Can you hear us?
I can. Can you?
Yes. Go ahead and begin when you're ready.
Okay. Just for future reference, *6 does not work on my phone. Thank you for telling me there was an unmute button on the screen itself, because otherwise I wouldn't have gotten through, so thank you. I just agree with Josh Rosenau's and Nancy Hilding's comments regarding the fee increase. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll next hear from Mike Wazinski. I understand Mike is present virtually, is that right? No? Okay. Moving on, Trevor Davis. Trevor,
can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, Trevor.
Madam Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, I want to appreciate the opportunity to provide testimony today. I think that Mr. Colbeck did an excellent job in outlining many of the reasons that that South Dakota hunters support the fee increase, but I would also echo Ron in that I do think the fees need to be higher. It's been 10 years since the last time we've raised fees, and even with this raise, we'll just be jumping from the cheapest state for big game tags with Western opportunities, by that meaning antelope, mule deer, et cetera. This will take us up to being tied for cheapest. And I think the ones that we would be in line with after this raise, if left at the number that it's been proposed, we offer better quality hunt than they do. And I just don't want to see us end up behind the eight ball again. I understand the sentiment of not wanting to price people out of the game and not make hunting in South Dakota cost prohibitive. However, simultaneously, we've made some huge strides here lately in kind of giving the outfitting industry a leg up with unlimited non-resident private land, archery tags, so on and so forth. I mean, I think it's fair to say that we've done a fair amount to prop up outfitting in South Dakota, and so I feel like in some regard we're kind of talking out of both sides of our mouth there. But either way, I think that we definitely need to be higher than what's proposed. I'm glad that we are looking at this and bringing fees up, but I think that as far as big game tags go, we need to be closer to that 450 to 500 range. And also going forward, I would like to see the department commit to revisiting a fee increase in 5 years, not another 10. I think it's so important that we don't end up behind the eight ball here, and I'd rather see the department with a budget surplus than just getting what we need to get by, and because all that money goes for excellent purpose. So I appreciate the opportunity to speak and appreciate your consideration on these matters going forward.
Okay, thank you, Trevor. We'll next hear from Dana Rogers. Thanks.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, appreciate the opportunity. My name is Dana Rogers. I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Wildlife Federation, and the South Dakota Wildlife Federation would like you guys to know that we wholeheartedly support the fee package increase. We believe that it's high time. You know, everything's gone up, so we understand that, and we definitely would like to see that. Just a few comments that, you know, to kind of help so that this doesn't take another 10 years. I'll echo some of the comments you've already heard, but $286 for a non-resident big game tag when you have mule deer and antelope in the public land that we have, it's a recipe for a lot of pressure. We've seen that. That is very low. Even the $80 increase, it's still gonna take it very low. So I would, you know, if not this year, in the very near future, I would like to see the department charge at least $450, $500 for that tag. Most states also in the West charge people a basic hunting license. Same thing you've heard before. Just like Justin Broughton, I've got six or seven licenses for a small game that I never use every year in the West. And people continue to apply and buy those licenses. When we have a situation like this where we're the closest state to the Easterners, you know, it becomes a fallback state. So that's where we see the pressure. Another great idea, I believe it was Commissioner Beast talked about last month, was a consumer price increase. Montana's already done this. So rather than having to do this every 10 years, Montana put it in statute that CPI would kick in each year for non-resident big game tags. And the last thing that doesn't apply here, but hopefully you will get it soon, is state of South Dakota is the last Western state. We are the only Western state that does not have some form or fashion of guide and outfitter licensing system. And we need that. And that's, again, we understand that that's not at your level yet, but we hope to get there. So just in conclusion, we wholeheartedly support this particular effort to increase fees. We think it's high time. And we just want you to know that the Wildlife Federation is behind the department in support of this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Cody Warner, are you present?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Cody Warner. I'm representing the South Dakota Waterfowl Association today out of Webster. And we would like to basically mirror Dana's points. We also support the fee package increase, and I'll kind of keep this short. The one thing I've seen around Day County is there have been really good efforts, and I've applauded the Game, Fish, and Parks for this for a long time about all the public access that we have in this state. And I know there's concerns about pricing people out of the game and stuff like that, but it is time. What we provide in this state, I certainly believe across, you know, every species from deer to pheasants to ducks to geese to fish is, I don't know if there's another state in the nation that has all the access to things like we do. I've seen a few nice projects pop up in the last 6 months up here. For example, a couple of small access, like boat ramps, have been put in just north of Webster. They look great. I hope they're being used. They certainly look like great projects. Granted, those are probably from the habitat stamp dollars, but it's just an example of when we have the dollars available about the staff is doing a great job. These things look awesome. It seems like every time I'm driving gravel roads, I see more land in public land. So the Waterfowl Association fully supports the fee package increase, and we hope you move on. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone present in person here today who wishes to address the commission now, again, purely on the license fee package? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online or appearing virtually who wishes to address the commission on the license fee package? Please press star 9. Okay, we see hand raised from someone named Paula. Paula, if you can unmute and state your full name, and then you'll have 3 minutes here.
Hello there. My name is Paula Von Weller. I am a biologist. I live in the Black Hills in Deadwood, And I highly value the role that lions play on the landscape here and the really important ecosystem services that they provide. I think even raising the fee to $24 is not, it's not enough. I agree that the fee to hunt these rare and important animals should be significantly more than the price of a burger and a beer. Thank you.
Thank you, Paula. Anyone else? Rosie, if you could state your name for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Rose.
What's that? Do you want to try again, Rose?
Okay, I think I got it this time. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm Rosie Smith. I'm director for Glacial Lakes and Prairies Tourism. Hi from the Watertown area, and I appreciate you guys meeting in Huron, in our region the next couple days. I am the director for Glacial Lakes and Prairies Tourism. We cover 20 counties in northeast South Dakota. The region's had a great meeting with Secretary Roebling and some of his staff here a couple weeks ago going over the increases in the proposal. Part of ours, on behalf of our region, I would like to express our agreement with these recommendations. There's a lot of deferred projects in the parks that will be, as part of this process and the raising and fees, will be then moved up in the system so that those projects can be met and projects can move forward. Without that funding, they'll be sitting there still deferred. So our parks are beautiful. They're appreciated by visitors. I get tons of comments every year. I appreciate Secretary Roebling and his staff and the commission meeting about this, all the work that you put into this proposal. I think on the wildlife side, especially as well, we need to continue the conservation efforts. Just like the gentleman up in Webster said, there's some great projects, the boat ramps that are going in, and the raising fees on this side of the state for our fisheries and our wildlife will help those projects to continue. So I appreciate what you do and would recommend approval of the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosie. Anyone else? Is there anyone else present virtually who wishes to address the commission, again, purely on this license fee package? Fitz, if you're there and can hear us, state your full name and you have 3 minutes, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. So I just wanted to make a quick comment on this discussion on raising license fees.
Fitz, could you state your full name?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Yes, Fritz Toppy, okay, from Rapid City.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a quick comment on this discussion of raising license fees on mountain lion, the general tag over the counter that residents can purchase. I actually have some disagreements with some of the past speakers, although I do appreciate them bringing their opinions forward here. I am very focused on hunter opportunity, and I just want to bring forward the point that raising the fee on this big game animal is something to think very hard about, because this is one of the only big game animals, besides technically turkey, that any hunter can pursue every year. And there's quite a long season. So raising the fees a little bit to help fund the game, fish, and parks is understandable, but raising them to a high level, you know, I want to, me personally, I just want to keep the pursuit of mountain lion in South Dakota from becoming a rich man's sport, so to speak. And that's all I have to say on that issue. I'll be speaking further on the mountain lion action plan when my time comes up. So thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you. Is there anyone else present virtually? Okay, with that, Madam Chair, I believe we can end the public hearing portion.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Michaels. And with that, as he mentioned,